Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 90% of Startups Fail Without Lean Methodology. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 90% of startups fail because they build products nobody wants. Think about that. 9 out of 10 passionate entrepreneurs pour their hearts, souls, and savings into creating something the market doesn't need. But what if you could test your idea in weeks, not years? What if you could fail fast and cheap instead of slow and expensive? Most traditional startups approach product development like they're planning a wedding. Everything has to be perfect before the big reveal. They spend months, sometimes years, building what they believe is the perfect product. But here's the problem with perfection. It's usually wrong. The lean startup methodology flips this script entirely. Instead of building everything up front, you create what we call a minimum viable product, or MVP. Think of it as the skeleton of your idea, just enough to test whether people actually want what you're offering. You're not building a mansion. You're pitching a tent to see if people want to camp in this location. The magic happens in what Eric Ries calls the build, measure, learn cycle. You build something small, measure how real customers respond, then learn from that data to make your next move. It's like being a scientist in your own laboratory, except your hypothesis is your business idea, and your experiment subjects are potential customers. Here's where most entrepreneurs get it wrong. They confuse assumptions with facts. Your business plan isn't a roadmap. It's an expensive collection of guesses. Lean startups use experiments to validate hypotheses. They measure real customer behavior, not what people say they'll do in surveys. Consider Dropbox founder Drew Houston. Instead of spending years building complex file synchronization technology, he created a simple 3-minute video showing how Dropbox would work. That video was his MVP. Overnight, signups jumped from 5,000 to 75,000. He validated massive demand before writing a single line of complex code. The lean methodology teaches us to start with the problem, not the solution. Build the smallest possible test version. Measure metrics that actually matter to your business model. Then learn fast and iterate faster. Here's your actionable takeaway. Pick one assumption about your customers today. Create a simple test to validate it this week. Remember, failing fast and cheap beats failing slow and expensive every single time. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.